This is the intersection of assistive, educational, and information technology. Whether it's technology for inclusive classroom learning or tools for community success, technology can promote independence, and inclusive technology has become more available for everyone. Welcome to the Inclusive Technology for All podcast with your host, Mike Murata.
Hello there. Welcome to episode 61, which is scheduled to be released on November 18th, 2019. This episode features part three of our deep dive into the seven daily drivers to support teacher effectiveness, where we're going to discuss inquiry, along with our usual updates on inclusive tools and an AT chat wrap-up. Don't forget, I want to hear from you. Make sure you leave your comments and ideas about topics for upcoming episodes. Visit speakpipe.com/ITS podcast and leave your audio message. Also, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. All right, let's go. In this episode, we're going to continue our discussion about being effective technology coaches in order to promote teacher effectiveness. And we're going to use the book by Nathan Lang, Everyday Instructional Coaching, Seven Daily Drivers to Support Teacher Effectiveness. This week, we are discussing the third driver, which is inquiry. So Nathan kicks off the inquiry chapter with this following statement. Coaches can help teachers learn and grow, not by telling them what to do, but by asking questions and promoting inquiry. Asking questions. For a coach, this might be the most important, powerful tool in our toolbox. When I think about my job as a coach, it's not to tell you what to do, but instead empower you to acquire the knowledge you need to solve the problem. The chapter starts by highlighting one of my favorite strategies for asking questions. It's Warren Berger's three-part system to develop inquiry, the why, what if, how model. I've often said in my trainings, my favorite question might just be why. You can ask it over and over with the end goal of getting the individual to a point of deeper thinking about that situation. The why question causes somebody to stop their current track of thinking. If you go to the what if part, that can lead to an innovative solution to the problem at hand. And finally, the how portion allows them to take those creative solutions and determine their feasibility in the real world. I love this questioning strategy because it doesn't rely on the coach to give all the answers, but instead to work collaboratively with the individual to determine their course of action. Effective questioning is critical when we look at working collaboratively to solve problems faced by the educators we support. Using the QFT, which is the question formulation technique, we can facilitate this process and create innovative thinkers. The seven steps of this process developed by the Right Question Institute are identifying the question focus, following the rules for producing questions, improving questions, prioritizing those questions, establishing next steps, and then finally reflecting. The book shares an impressive worksheet, which is called the QFT process example, to use to help develop effective questions. And I'll make sure to include the link for that in the show notes. For our next episode, we'll discuss the fourth daily driver, which is discourse. This is the chapter that I really am looking forward to discussing with people. One of the key focus areas of that chapter is the concept of speaking tentatively and powerless speech. I'm really interested in people's thoughts of what they think about these two ideas. And in fact, I'm heading to the Patton's Access to Education Conference this week in Indianapolis, and I'm going to sit down and try to ask some friends their thoughts about these two concepts. I'll include some links in the show notes about powerless speech for you to review before next episode. If you want to join the conversation, what are your thoughts about powerless speech? Visit speakpipe.com/ITS podcast to leave your audio message, and I'll include it in our next episode. Tool time. I know October was Dyslexia Awareness Month, and my timing might be a bit off here, but that's okay. Any time is a good time to talk about tools to support an individual. So for this edition of Tool Time, I wanted to share a couple new resources related to dyslexia and supporting individuals who are struggling to read. First, there's a new Android app from Round Tower Software Studio, and it's called Dyslexia Go. The app right now just came out, has three games in it: spelling, reading, and guess the vowel, with some information on their website that says more games to come. You can move through the games earning points, which are displayed to you using augmented reality. There's voice recognition embedded to test the individual's reading ability, and even a camera feature which allows you to take a picture of a document and have the text OCR'd and read aloud using text-to-speech. I've been using that feature, and it's pretty accurate. As this is an initial release of the app, I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes and what gets included in going forward. I'll put a link in the show notes to the Google Play Store page to download the app. And if you want to learn more about that app, visit the company's website at round-tower.ie. The second part of our tool time dive into dyslexia support is a Wakelet I put together for Dyslexia Awareness Month 2019, which I compiled from the Twitter page for Dr. Nadine Gabb. She was across the entirety of Dyslexia Awareness Month in October 2019. She shared and debunked a myth each day about dyslexia. This was an awesome learning experience, and I gained tons of new resources throughout the month. And so in order to check back on the info, I created a Wakelet archive of each myth from the month. I'll include the link in the show notes. But for each tweet that was part of a thread that she shared with some research and some supporting materials, click on the tweet that's listed in the Wakelet, and it'll pop up a new window that'll bring you directly to Twitter to read the rest of the thread. Make sure you save this, bookmark it, and share it with anyone and everyone. Want to find other people interested in inclusive and assistive technology? Well, then join us every Wednesday night on Twitter at 8 p.m. Eastern for AT Chat. Each week, Karen Janowski and I lead a hour-long discussion about tools and strategies for inclusion and accessibility for individuals with disabilities. Another week, another guest moderator. And this week it was our friend and friend of the podcast, Kelly Suiting. Kelly led a discussion about supporting writing with AT Supports, and it was another action-packed discussion. We started the discussion talking about barriers that impact writing, everything from the environment to the skills that a student needs to master in order to write effectively. Karen shared a tweet that kind of sums up the needs of students. She said, skills needed for writing, generate ideas, working memory to hold on to ideas, organization, sequencing, vocabulary, spelling, punctuation and capitalization, ability to revise and edit, pencil control, letter formation, size and spacing. The obstacles can be anywhere. So after we discussed barriers, we dove headfirst into areas of focus. First up, we talked about tools and strategies for organization of writing. Again, it was Karen sharing a powerful resource, but she pointed the group towards the graphic organizers page on her amazing UDL Tech Toolkit Google site. There's so much great info. If you haven't seen it yet, check out the page at sites.google.com/view/free-UDL-Tech-Toolkit. And as we know, not all AT needs to be high-tech, and one of the questions focused on low-tech writing solutions. And I shared one of my favorites that I learned from a teacher that I was working with. She needed raised line paper for her classroom, but it was too expensive. So she created a low-tech solution and used a fabric pattern wheel to trace the lines of the paper to raise them. Such a simple solution, and she could make as much raised line paper as she needed. And these pattern wheels, you can find them anywhere at any kind of fabric store or craft store, probably under 10 bucks. Some other questions during the chat focused on tools and strategies people are using to assist students throughout the writing process. So all in all, another fast-paced, resource-packed episode. We had over 250 tweets for the hour and tons of info to learn and share. To catch up and read the archive of the chat, visit the Wakelet at bit.ly/ATChat111319. And thanks, Kelly, for leading the conversation.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. Do you have an idea for a future episode? Leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast with your suggestion. It may appear on an upcoming episode. To stay current on all things inclusive and assistive technology, follow Mike on Twitter at MMATP and visit his website at MMATP.com for inclusive technology resources and all the previous podcast episodes.